Good evening, Durand High School. This is Dave Armbruster from Canton, Michigan, here tonight at the Troy Athens Invitational. It's my pleasure to be evaluating you this evening in the area of music ensemble, focusing on two captions, technical performance and musicianship. I look forward to your performance, and I'll be with you when you're ready to begin. Best of luck. Here we go. Nice introduction here from the front ensemble setting the stage musically. As we start bringing in the different musical textures here from the wind section, just continue to make sure we're developing airstream forward all the way through to the release point. Make sure that we're all projecting evenly. Good use of the crescendo there. Appreciate the change of pulse tempo here. A little difficult right now to hear the tenor saxophonist. Yeah, nice impact here as we come as a full ensemble. Just make sure that we know exactly where the melody is versus harmony and rhythmic motives. That way we have a nice balance of the musical line all the way through. All right, now as we get into the final chord here, just make sure that we're avoiding having individuals sticking out of the context. Make sure we're listening and balancing to the our position on the field. Yeah, nice job. Battery percussion. Just continue to develop that little featurette just a little bit more shaping. Careful here, low brass. Just careful with articulations, just making sure that we're matching our style and really going for a nice, well-developed, round, dark sound. And now as we get into these longer tones, just make sure we're all supporting and pushing the airstream straight through the horn all the way through to the release. Yeah, nice job, tenor saxophonist there. Yeah, I'm not sure if he's mic'd or not. Maybe that was an issue at the beginning. We just want to make sure that we have him audible for the beginning of the show, because obviously that ties in.
If the color guard was the one that kind of got him into the virus, then the stage a little too quick.
Right. Yeah, nice job here in the front ensemble with the Mars theme, feels like. Just continue to work on da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Just putting emphasis on the right pulses there. Just give that a little bit more depth there. Yeah, now as we slow things down here, in the brass section, just continue to make sure that we're matching pitch and really work for nice, smooth, lyrical playing. Make sure we're giving direction of those phrases. You know, and as we start decrescendoing there on those longer tones, make sure that we're not letting the tone suffer and that we're watching our release points. Yeah, nice job matching pitch there in the clarinet section. Just again, continue to blow through the phrases. Right now, things musically, we get very one-dimensional at times. So again, continue to work on the ebb and flow of these dynamics and these phrases, so that we have direction all the way from beginning to end. Yeah, now as we get into this full ensemble moment here, again, just making sure we're locking in with clarity of articulation and direction of the musical phrase. Yeah, careful with pitch here in the trumpets. Yeah, nice release. Yeah, change of tempo and pulse here appreciated. Yeah, careful with pitch right there. Da-da. Lots of air all the way through. Good tone, just pitches a little under. And now as we start adding in the different musical layers, again, just continue to make sure that we're balancing and blending our tones and in context to the mellophones and the trumpets, making sure the same pitches and the same tones within that section, just for a more uniform sound. As we start bringing in the battering percussion, nice change of feel here. In our fuller volumes, careful with the articulation, the clarity of articulation and style. Make sure that we're working on matching those styles. Whatever vocal syllable you're going to use, make sure it's consistent from section to section and member to member. Yeah, and the longer tones here, make sure we're tanking up with enough air so that the pitch doesn't waver at the end. Good release point there.
They're like kind of lost right now. I'm not sure if they're
working. Yeah, the trombone feature, low brass feature. Again, just a little bit rounder, darker sound. Dull. So I can hear the articulation, but the tone spreads a little bit with some individuals. Now as we start the bell tone effect, again, making sure we're keeping a nice strong attack, emphasizing steady air all the way through so that we hear pitch as well and not just accent. Yeah, trumpet's little difficulty right now just with feet coming through the sound. So again, we just want to make sure, especially on this backward technique, whether we're not letting the feet come through the sound.
The motion is similar, the speed is similar, and if you want that same change, three girls in the back, and
yeah, change here into the percussion feature. Appreciate it. Just some minor clarity issues here in the battery with that section. Just make sure we're careful. We're watching a strike zone with the bass drums and just stick heights and clarity with the snares. Yeah, trumpets as we come in. Again, in our fuller forte volumes, we have individuals that are sticking out of the ensemble, so our tone gets spread a little bit and just makes it really difficult to hear a really warm, blended sound. Yeah, now as we start changing things up musically, again, just make sure that we're knowing and understanding exactly where the melody is versus the harmonic motive and rhythmic. That way we hear a good interplay of that all the way through. Yeah, in the lower range here in trombones, just careful with the placement of the articulation and the depth of the sound. Yeah, now as we continue to build, again, just making sure as we're adding in layers and direction of volume that we're not letting the tones spread in that full body range, upper body range in there in the low brass. Again, just getting some real edgy tones tonight. Yeah, good emphasis on the attacks. Again, just make sure that we're all locking in together so we have a real solid tone right through the center. Yeah, our volumes right now for a good portion is in that mezzo forte to forte level. Continue to work on, you know, stretching and getting into those softer ranges. That way the build up into these fuller, more aggressive musical sections have more direction and have more, which leads to more intensity musically. Okay. Overall, some challenging musical moments being asked of the members throughout the show. I think things to focus on and consider as you go through the rest of your season, just making sure that we're working on a balance and blend of all the instruments within the context of the band, making sure that individuals are matching tone, sections all blend. That way we have a good overall nice chord depth of sound. Matching articulations, making sure that we're emphasizing all the proper articulation styles depending on where you're at, whether it's fast, whether it's soft and slow, smooth. We just want to make sure that all individuals are matching that. So figure out what vocal syllables work best and just make sure that we're matching that from section to section. As well, you know, continue to work on stretching the musical phrases and the dynamic contrast throughout. And then finally, you know, in our more melodic sections, just making sure that when we're balancing full ensemble moments that get a little thicker, that we're finding those balance points of what the main melody is, secondary line, and so forth, just so that we hear a good interplay all the way through. Hope my comments have been helpful. I enjoyed your show and wish you the best of luck with the rest of your season. Thank you.